Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Central Time. It's probably the end of most people's days, but for Jackie and I, we just kind of have a conversation. We started this radio show way back when. I don't remember when I met Jackie first, but it was a long time ago. There was a company, I think I remember the tax people with a gentleman named Michael Cooper. And anyway, there was a couple of conference calls, and I think we met then. And we spoke periodically, maybe once a year, once every couple of years, or something like that. And then all of a sudden, somewhat recently, we had a conversation, and I said, you know, Jackie, like, you can have a conversation with Jackie and pick it up again like you never stopped, you know? So I said, there's only one thing wrong. And she said, what? I said, we had this conversation all by ourselves. Now, we're both not naive, so we know that the NSA is, or, you know, they're keeping track, and Eric Snowden and, you know, what's his name, Julian Assange kind of helped us with that. And we know that the phone companies kind of do whatever they do and all those types of things. Or the conversations lead to, you know, ads on your Facebook page and stuff like that. But I said, you know, besides that, you know, most of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience would really gain a lot of great information from some of these conversations. And some of them are a little bit on the abstract side. Some of them are pretty direct. I said, you know, let's do a radio show. So we figured on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and most of the times Jackie jumps on, you know, a few minutes before we get a chance to talk, or she jumps on just as we get started so we get a chance to talk. So you're going to kind of get a chance to overhear a conversation we're going to have. And I don't know what she wants to talk about today, but I'll bring up a couple topics, fill up the void whenever she's ready. And then we usually talk about stuff going on with masks or vaccines or politics and all those things.
The topic of the day.
That's right, all those things that are somewhat socially unacceptable. And for all those people that are wondering about global warming, there's snowflakes that are going to be melting. Like, they just have to be near the Internet, and they'll be melting as we go. You know, calling
as
us
matter,
all kinds
of... matter of fact, Illinois is, like, for this weekend, that's exactly what's going on for this weekend here.
Yeah, it's going to snow physically. But all those,
yeah,
all those social...
aren't you sorry you're not here, Peter?
I am not. You know, it was cool this morning when I woke up and I said, oh, if it's cool down in Florida, it's freezing up in...
No, actually, it was a heat wave here. It was almost 60 degrees.
Wow. Well, it's getting cold one of these days is what I saw. But anyway, so back to you. So let's talk about whatever you want to talk about today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I started my morning off. When I started looking through my emails, I got an email from Patch, because I'm subscribed to that, and it tells you what's going on in your state and stuff like that. And then there's Nextdoor, which is like a social media site, only very, very local. And the only reason I'm on that, I really abhor, you know, social media sites, because there's it's so ridiculous, and there's so many three-letter agencies that are, you know, reviewing everything and know everything that's going on, and people are spilling their guts, and they're going on vacation and leaves it open right to criminals or burglars or whatever. I mean, they don't realize how dangerous it is. That's like being on the Internet without an antivirus program. And anyways... our governor, we're a blue state, our governor has just done something that just set off my whole morning, you know, and I can't believe he's that stupid, and our governor is Pritzker, and he is making it a law mandatory, which this is against the Constitution. He can't even do it. But I guess he can do anything he wants unless people rebel or cause an uproar about it. He is making it mandatory for all the Illinois colleges that anybody attending them must get a vaccine shot. Do you believe that?
I believe anything in Illinois.
I am just appalled. You know, I'm not a physically violent person. It's a good thing he's not near me.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I'm speechless too. I was angry and speechless. How dare he do that? And I hope that there are many other people who are just as angry as I am and planning on doing something about it.
For some reason, I think that we're hitting a tipping point where it's the momentum is shifting to the pushback era. So
yep,
I think
yep.
a lot of people have just had enough. So in several different areas, we see it. So whether it's states saying, screw this mask thing, you know, or I'm not doing a vaccine passport or a health passport, or, you know what, cops are allowed to shoot people that they're supposed to shoot, or, you know what, celebrities that do reflex tweets, they're going to get their butts handed to them. So I think I'm watching actually a momentum shift. The one gentleman from the from New York who's pulled his kid out of school, I think it's Byerly, whatever school over Manhattan, who said, I'm done with this.
A private school that he was paying like $56,000 a year for?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. I'm done with this.
Yeah, I read that thing where he pulled his kid out, and that's going to hurt them tremendously.
Right, and a lot of other parents are feeling the same way. So, you know, I'm not taking some civil, what is it, what the hell they call it? That's civil rights. It's the bottom line
an
is...
An activist?
Like, you're
talking about activist?
No, it's, what is the new term? I forget. How can I forget this? It's that whole, you know, like, you're not good if you're white thing.
I hate this politically correct crap.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. So the bottom line is that they make parents take these courses to make sure that they are too, you know, socially just. I'm like, you know what? People are pushing back. So the bottom line is, I think we're reaching the point of people pushing back. They're tired of the hypocrisy. They're like, you know, why do you let all these illegal immigrants come in that are COVID infected, and you're making me wear a mask? You know, or I think people are pushing back.
Well, there is no COVID infected. It's gone. It's been gone since last year. The flu is gone, and now this year's flu is just about gone too. And there's more people dying from taking this injection than actually died from, quote-unquote, the COVID thing crap. And, of course, if you listen to that 7-minute video clip that I sent out by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny today, she states this ain't nothing as to how many people are going to start dying, because what this messenger mRNA thing injected into those vaccines was causing, it will activate. It's like an on switch with no off switch. It's going to like double, triple, quadruple activate people's immune system, including cancer cells floating in the system. You're going to see, she said, there's going to be so many deaths and so many people with, every email almost from these medical or virologists, and this is around the world, not just in the United States, and there was a guy, he looked like he was Asian, but he was born in the United States and moved to Germany, and he's in Germany. And so it's kind of an incongruous thing. You're seeing an Asian guy who's got a German accent, who's having trouble speaking English, but you can still understand him. I'm sending, you know, that out, or I sent it out today. But he's begging people. He's written a book, actually, on this virus and stuff. And he's a scientist and a medical doctor, and all these people that are shouting and speaking out against it are very well, they have all kinds of degrees. In other words, they're not just somebody who's just read something and is opening their mouth, although that's good enough too. But these are all medical, multiple you know, degrees in different areas. And he has worked with the mRNA, and people don't get it, is that this is not something new. They pretend it's something new, and that they did this, you know, what is it called, the warp speed vaccination. It's not a vaccination. It's not been proved by FDA for use on humans. They attempted this for over several years on animals, dogs, cats, rabbits, mice, and they all died. They all died. So this has been, they've been trying to get something for the coronavirus, which this is, although they gave it a name because they patented this name several years ago, way before this plandemic came about. And it was planned, and it was planned, and all the countries have gone along with it. And I just don't get it. And I don't know, and like we talked about last week, these governors, and my question, I'm still questioning this. I can't believe that these governors or people in power are that stupid. There has to be some kind of, you know, reward for them pushing and knowing that people are going to die. They have to be either eugenics or they have to be getting money for pushing it. And that's my question for the last God knows how long is, what's in it for them? You know, it's like that little thing is like, what's in it for me? I think there's initials on it. You know, that for almost anything. And that's what people really need to be asking and questioning is, who stands to benefit from this?
Yeah. Well, we've been through this before. I don't know I don't know what's going on.
Expect an answer. You know, I'm just saying to you is that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't
it's
think
crazy.
It's got to be money. Well, it's not just money. It's power and control, because that's really what it's all about.
Right. So, I don't even know where to start. Okay.
Am I leaving you speechless?
No, there's just so many things. There's just so many things.
There's so many areas of this thing. The question that it's hard for me or you or anyone who's got a brain that can still think and common sense to not, it's so hard to believe that people buy it, go along with it, and don't question it. And the only way, you're right, that we're going to come out of this, and I'm going to give you a little example too, and because I had this conversation with my neighbor who's a retired cop, and we talk about this kind of stuff all the time, and he's right in there with us. He knows it's a scam, but he goes to the stores wearing a mask with it under his nose. So he says, why don't you do that? And I said, because it's not going to stop until people stop complying with this absurd, ridiculous thing. I said, I can't suppress what I know, and I'm not going to go along with a scam that I know, there's no doubt, I know it's not real. I don't just think it's not real. I know it's not real.
What's not real? So define what it is that is not real.
How they're handling this. Actually, it's turned out to be a cold. It's a cold, actually. It's not even a virus, because you cannot catch a virus unless you're injected with it. In this particular case, you're not even being injected with the virus when they give you a shot. And people think that, in fact, right after they're injected or get the second one, they think, okay, now I can stop wearing the mask and I can stop social, and they go, no, you can't. Well, when can I? And they go, well, we don't know. Well, then some of them are now saying, well, then why are you pushing the vaccine, quote unquote? And when I say quotes around the vaccine, because it's not a vaccine, it's a jab and it's an injection, it's a shot, but it's anything but a vaccine. A vaccine
right.
Always has a little bit, it's really homeopathic, what a vaccine is. They put a little bit of whatever that issue is, like if it's measles, mumps, or whatever, into the vaccine, and that's what makes it a vaccine, because homeopathic is Latin for like cures like. So when you inject into a body a small watered-down dose of whatever the problem is or health issue is, then the body's own immune system will rally up and now put out antibodies and protect you against that particular illness today and forever. And you don't need a booster. And in this particular thing, now they're claiming, oh, well, you're going to need a booster every single year. And people don't realize every time you take this mRNA, you are adding like salt to the fire. It's going to ramp up your system even worse. So Dr. Tenpenny says, you're going to start seeing, if you think the deaths are a lot now, she said within the next 6 months to a year, people are going to be dying and dropping like flies, as well as getting, and it's going to depend on their immune system, how well their immune system is handling this, as to whether they're going to have all kinds of autoimmune diseases or drop dead. It's going to overwhelm the immune system. That's really what it does, the mRNA. It overwhelms it. It's not focused for attacking shingles, or it's not focused for attacking one particular thing. It's a trigger that goes into your genome, the RNA, and with these spike proteins, which I don't totally understand, and it goes through your blood system and replicates itself. There's no way of getting rid of it. You can't stop it. There's no way of saving a person right now. Anybody who has been injected, there's no way of saving them, short of they need to constantly keep their immune system super high naturally with vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, things like that. Certainly not any more drugs.
Right. So
anyway,
hopefully we'll be doing a radio show 6 months or a year from now, and your prediction is we're going to see people dropping like flies.
Well, you know what? This is one time, and so are the other medical doctors saying this. This is one time they hope they're wrong, but they have worked with the mRNA, not with humans, with animals. And you know, in other words, we've been lied to and conned since the day one, since the beginning.
So, again, my question is, since we'll be doing this radio show 6 months or a year from now,
I hope we got another topics. Hey, Peter, I hope we're going to be able to do a show.
Well, yeah. Well, we're watching the evolution of a whole bunch of stuff. So,
yeah.
But I think with the pushback, that we see, because not just from us, it's from all over the place. I think we're going to be gaining some momentum. Now, I think
people are, yes.
Yep. So did they say 200 million people? I know they say 200 million doses, but how many millions of people do you think or do you know have been fully vaccinated? Fully by either like two, you got your second.
Around the world or in the United States?
No, just in the United States.
I think they said 73 million.
So 73 million is probably what part of, like maybe not half of the adults.
73 million from 300, we're a nation of 300 and about 40 million people.
Right. So how many adults are there versus kids? So we can't even count the kids. I wouldn't count the kids.
I don't know, but they're also injecting the kids now. Who aren't even getting sick, who've never, nobody from the, they're dropping it down. Now they're doing infants. They are certainly guinea pigs. They are certainly trying to make, this is a guinea pig trial that has never, they have never allowed it in the history of human beings, in the history, anybody to do onto. In other words, they're acting as if it's real. They're you know, moving forward and progressing as if it's a real pandemic. It's a real killing machine. That's literally what this vaccine, by the way, is, a killing machine. And without any concern as to, you would think, just like they did with, by the way, I don't know if we mentioned it last week or not, or you said it, or I said it, or we both said it, is that the reason they stopped that Johnson & Johnson is they don't want a vaccine that doesn't have injected into it, into humans, the mRNA. And the Johnson & Johnson was the only injection that wasn't. All
right.
of them are creating blood clots, by the way, in the brain, or in the lungs. All the mRNAs.
So by the end of the year, there should be probably at least 100 million Americans that are fully vaccinated, which is a pretty big portion. Pretty big portion.
At least, yeah.
And we'll be going through a second winter, and usually the winter is when poop happens, you know, when the people get sick.
Sure.
So we'll see if there's going to – we'll see. I mean, this is just a big experiment. Like you said, this is a big
You know, there are books being written, so it is going down in history. And the books being written are certainly not for I haven't seen any books that are saying or proving that COVID is real. All I've seen is all these books coming out now that about COVID and what a scam and all this other stuff.
Right.
So it will be in history of how they killed X number of people with a plandemic.
Now, I don't know who's going to write that history books, but we know that nobody alive today is going to be writing a history book like that. Like 10 years from now,
well,
when we're writing
all you have to do, they don't have to write the history books. The books have been written. All people are reading them. Dr. Mercola's book is coming out. I think today it came out, whatever, but he wrote all about this, too.
Yeah, but he's a nobody, relatively speaking, to the massive population. If you said, who's Dr. Mercola to 100 people, like one of them may know who he is. So he's not a history.
Well, I happen to know who he is, number one, because I've been following him for years. But he's a natural, an integrative therapy medical doctor.
Don't mind the dog barking.
He was like 30 minutes from me. He used to be before he moved to Florida.
He's a smart guy, a questionable businessman, I've heard, but a smart guy. And but nobody knows who he is outside of the bubble that we're in.
Well, so how many of the people that I didn't know about Dr. Sherry Tinpenny either until I started listening to her stuff. I didn't know about any of the others, so it doesn't really matter. There's more and more medical doctors, medical journalists, virologists, journalists, medical journalists, all over the world,
yeah.
Even people that have worked for or are working, or I think have left, the vaccine companies like Pfizer are speaking out.
Right. But so far, from what I've observed, is those are the ones, the only people like me and you and people that may listen to our radio show are knowing about these types of people. The massive amount of people, if you mention Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or Mercola, they probably think they're kooky. So mainstream media is still saying that, you know, there's a white cop, black girl, shot, racist. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see that change.
Well, you know, those are, first of all, most majority of them are Democrats.
Right.
And I don't like to put labels on people, but that's how I can separate the two, who are just glued to the TV set and believe and everything that the news is saying.
Right. So my big question, which is more like a concern, which still has to be played out yet, and I'm very skeptical, is that when the people start dropping like flies. So the people start getting
They've been dropping. They're playing Russian roulette. All that's going to happen is more people dying.
What I'm saying is I don't know if this is going to be reported the way – I don't think they'll be truthfully reported. I think – you know what I mean?
I can't tell you.
I think it'll happen. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are compromised and probably, you know –
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.